Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that so many families are experiencing right now. Your child seems drawn to screens like a moth to starlight, and you're wondering how to help them find balance and understand what it means to be a good digital citizen. And I want you to know something really important. You are not alone in this. This is one of the most common challenges parents face in our modern world, and there is so much we can do to help. So settle in, take a deep breath, and let's talk about what's really happening when your 6 or 7 year old seems to only want screen time, and more importantly, how we can guide them toward healthy technology balance with love and understanding. First, let me share something the magic book taught me that changed everything. When your child gravitates toward screens, they're not being difficult or lazy. They're actually responding to something very real. Digital content is designed to be engaging, colorful, and rewarding. It lights up their brain in ways that feel wonderful to them. And at ages 6 and 7, their developing brain is still learning about self-regulation, about making choices, about balancing what feels good right now with what's good for them overall. This is actually a beautiful learning opportunity. Your child is at the perfect age to start understanding digital citizenship, to learn that technology is a tool we use wisely, not something that uses us. Now, let me share what the research tells us. The Canadian Pediatric Society has studied this carefully, and they've found that children learn best from live, face-to-face interactions rather than screens. But here's the hopeful part. When children engage with age-appropriate digital citizenship education, they develop essential skills for navigating online spaces safely and responsibly. Common sense education has shown that structured lessons on media balance and online safety help children build self-regulation around technology use. And here's something really important. Your child's brain at ages 6 and 7 is in a critical developmental window. They're ready to understand concepts like digital footprints, online kindness, and the importance of balancing screen time with physical activity and face-to-face social interaction. This isn't about making technology the enemy. It's about teaching your child to be the boss of their technology, not the other way around. So what can you do? Let me share some gentle, research-backed strategies that really work. First, model healthy screen habits yourself. Your child watches everything you do. When they see you putting your phone down to be present with them, when they see you choosing a walk outside over scrolling, they're learning what balance looks like. The Australian Institute of Family Studies found that parent modeling of healthy screen habits is crucial for children's technology balance. You are their first and most important teacher in this. Second, create screen-free zones and times in your home. Make mealtimes sacred, a time when everyone connects face to face. Make bedrooms screen-free zones, because research shows that screen time before bedtime disrupts sleep patterns. These boundaries aren't punishments, they're gifts. They're creating space for connection, for imagination, for the kind of play that builds their growing brain. Third, when your child does use screens, co-view with them. Sit beside them, ask questions about what they're watching or playing, connect the digital content to real life. This active engagement transforms passive screen time into a learning opportunity. It also gives you a window into their digital world, so you can guide them toward appropriate content and help them understand what they're seeing. Fourth, help your child discover the joy of diverse activities. This is where I want to tell you about a story that might help. In the book of Inara, we have a beautiful tale called Pollyanna and the Glad Game. Pollyanna teaches everyone around her to find things to be glad about in all different kinds of experiences. She shows us that happiness and joy come from appreciating many different activities, not just fixating on one thing. After you enjoy this story together, you can create your own glad game around technology balance. Help your child find things to be glad about in both screen time and screen-free activities. What do they love about playing outside? What makes reading a book special? What feels good about creating art or building with blocks? When children learn to appreciate diverse experiences, they naturally find balance. And finally, teach your child about digital citizenship in age-appropriate ways. Talk about online kindness, about how the things we say and do online affect real people with real feelings. Talk about privacy, about keeping personal information safe. Talk about being a good digital citizen, someone who uses technology to learn, create, and connect in positive ways. The magic book whispers this truth to me. Your child isn't obsessed with screens because something is wrong with them. They're learning, they're exploring, they're discovering. And with your gentle guidance, they can learn to use technology as a tool for good while still honoring their need for physical play, face-to-face connection, and the kind of imaginative adventures that happen away from screens. You are doing such important work, my friend. Every time you set a loving boundary, every time you model healthy habits, every time you help your child discover joy in diverse activities, you're teaching them skills they'll use for their entire life. This isn't about perfection. It's about progress, about connection, about raising a child who can navigate our digital world with wisdom and kindness. The Book of Inara is here to help you on this journey. We have stories that teach self-regulation, stories that celebrate diverse interests, stories that show children the magic that exists both on screens and in the world around them. Sweet dreams and bright mornings, my wonderful friend. You've got this. With love and starlight, Inara.